Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our system of promoting our phones has been nothing short of the greatest disappointment of my broadcasting career, because we believe that putting a Facebook message out is how we're going to get people to call. I don't know how to generate it, but we have two phone calls today, so we will take those phone calls and let's see what happens. My overall, maybe it's when Oscar's away, my overall disappointment in the show becomes a little more at the surface level, but just add this to the list.
Because he doesn't have his overwhelming optimism that he brings to the table for you?
No, because I realize how little you do. Let's take a phone call.
Nice.
Let's take a phone call right now, shall we? Let's get right to the phones. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air. Hello.
So I've been practicing so that I can eventually take over Gary Stein's job on the Tony Perkins Show. And I want you guys to tell me if you think I'm doing all right.
Hold on a second. Let me get your name. No, I'm not ready. This is my show. We need to pace it the way I want to pace it. Let's get your name first, sir. What is your name?
My name is Alan Wenzel.
Is this the real Alan Wenzel?
Do you think anybody's out there is going to try to imitate me?
No, you're right. That's true. You know, that's just me. Alan, that just shows me where I place you on the comedy scale. I actually thought you were one of the funnier people that I've ever known at American University. And, I've been plugging into AU a lot this week, Alan. You know, the McDowell Terrace is having a reunion, and I'm flirting with it. I am flirting with a trip up to D.C.
That's the real reason I called, because, I've actually exchanged a couple of emails with Tony Perkins. He's not planning to do any reunion thing. I
Who?
Don't either. So, Tony Perkins, he's on the Moore Network. Show.
Should we not introduce Alan Wenzel to the people who are not in the know of who Alan Wenzel is?
Alan Wenzel is a childhood.
I grew up in New Jersey.
That's true. A college chum of mine, a graduate of the American University, somebody who was very active in the radio community at AU, and somebody who probably, Alan, I'm probably not speaking out of school. This is your biggest claim to fame. Probably somebody who knows Neil Augenstein more than anybody else, right?
It's funny that you should mention that, because here's my brilliant Socco Boffo idea. If we can't get together to an AU reunion, you have a TMOS AU reunion. You call all your famous friends like Jeff Goldie Goldberg and Neil.
Yep.
Boom.
That would be so. We have. Let me see. Let me go down through the list here. We would have. I'm about to make a funny here. This is one of those people would not be able to attend. I don't know if Alan gets it or not.
No, you're not going there.
Oh my God!
I know who you're talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
Maybe he'll send a video.
That would be interesting. All right. Yes.
Seriously though, if you're going to show up in D.C., I will take myself away from soccer and tennis and all the crap I do with my daughters, and I will come down to D.C.
You know what? I think if I'm coming, I'm going to solo fly so you can be my date at the McDowell Terrace reunion,
share a hotel room.
Even though you weren't a resident. But I was looking at the list, and I was checking out. And by the way, the tough thing about this is that when you are my age, and here's a nice, harsh reality for those of you that are staring the big 5-0 right in the face.
Yes.
When you start talking about these reunions, and it was that many moons ago, like class of 1980, class of 1981, 82, you start to get little messages about the people that will not be making the reunion because they're not around anymore.
That's sad.
That is a very sad thing, isn't it? And it sucks.
That's a weird reality. You know, it's... it's very hard to believe. I mean, this would be the 35th year reunion. I mean, that's crazy.
It is.
And,
it
you is. Know, I was wondering, Mike, because I don't remember, what year was Carla when we went to AU?
Well, that's great, Alan. I appreciate you coming on the show. That's been, and that would be she would be, when I graduated, Carla would have been 1 year old.
Oh,
year old, I should say. I believe that's accurate, but, right? Yeah, I think that's right.
That's all good, Mike. My wife would have been 11, so it's all good.
Now they're ferocious, full-grown animals.
Speaking about the AU reunion for people, we would have Jeff Goldie Goldberg, who's working down, I believe, in the Carolinas, mm-hmm. doing radio down yep. there. We would have Tony Perkins, he of the Tony Perkins Show, and Fox 5 here in D.C. Let me see. We would have Neil Augenstein, who happens to be a reporter on WTOP in Washington, D.C. We would have Alan Wentzel, who is not in broadcasting, but wishes
but
he was,
should be.
As this call attests to. Let me see.
Well,
who
I'm
else?
On the radio right now.
Okay, that's true. You're on the radio right now. We would have Jeff Newman. Jeff Newman
oh,
would
yeah,
be there.
Oh, yeah, good guy.
He paused. Let me see. Something else. Who else would we have? That's all I got. That's all that I can think of right now.
Well, you know, there are a couple guys. I don't think that you actually maybe hung out with these people, but there are two guys, Steve Greenberg and Steve Yeagerwell. And Steve Greenberg is like president of Columbia Records or something, and Yeagerwell is president of some other record label. So there were other people. We could expand it if we had to.
Yeah, and Steve Greenberg, I remember the name. I remember the name Steve Greenberg. And you hung out with kind of that. You had your we were friends, but you had your social circle, and I had my social circle. You were into that whole punk rock thing in a big way, were you not?
Yeah. I mean, it was always music for me, which is okay. why I never got a job in radio, because it was all about the music, and I wasn't just going to be a card reader.
Yeah, you didn't want to like work
Ooh,
in a radio station
rebel.
That wouldn't play the music that he didn't want to play, and that's not the professional way to look at it, the way I would describe that.
No. But,
exactly. So what shall I, Alan, before we let you go, what should I tell Tony Perkins about you wanting Gary Stein's job? What is the, what should I pass along?
Just play this for him and tell and ask him if he thinks it works. If I just okay. say, buy a T-shirt.
Okay, I will pass that along. Alan, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's go to another call. Thanks a lot. That's a classmate of mine, Alan Wentzel.
Funny guy on Facebook. Good guy on Facebook.
Oh, very funny guy on Facebook. I also do have a reunion coming up. I'm being very, very nostalgic.
Do you think you're going to make it because you've been saying no?
Oh, you know me, man. It's hard. We've got the show coming up in November.
Right.
And I don't know. And
do you think they could do the reunion around our show? Would that be asking too much?
Oh, not at all.
I think that'd be nice.
Do we have another one that we're going to take here? Let's take another phone call. 888-920-6673. Hello. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Take it away.
Good morning, gentlemen from Pennsylvania. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Elvis. How are you? You sound like Elvis.
I just want to say one thing. I don't pay any attention to Pennsylvania.
Hey, man. How you doing? What's your name, sir?
My name's Wes. I grew up in Texas, but it's funny you hooked me with Elvis for some reason. I guess I still have a little bit of my draw left.
No.
Yeah, you do. What can we do for you, Wes?
Mike, you were talking last week about helping or supervising little Michael with picking up his toys and cleaning up his room.
Absolutely.
And that brought to mind my memories of my son, Nathan, picking up his room and stuff. But he's in the Army now. My son's a combat engineer that y'all talk about from time to time.
Very good.
He told me one time when he was back in Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, his platoon was out at the range one day, and when they were done and getting ready to go back to the barracks, they were cleaning up all their stuff and picking up, you know, bullet fragments and grenades and who knows what. But he said his whole platoon, when they were all picking up their stuff, they were singing together. And now picture this, these are Army combat guys, mm-hmm. you know, with machine guns and flak jackets and all that. They're all singing together while they're cleaning up. They're going, clean up, clean up, everybody do your share. like a little song from Barney that he probably sang when he was a kid. And I pictured all these, you know, badass guys that could destroy a town in half an hour singing this nice little cleanup song. And that just cracked me up. And I thought about that when you talked
about
it.
That's great. Well, Wes, I don't want to skip ahead on the show, but I have a something that I want you to listen to today because it's going to be very special on the show. And I know you'll be able to relate. It's a new feature we are going to be debuting today called Children's Book Corner. And
how nice.
My son is on a they give him an actual sheet where my wife records every book we read to him, and he is on a pace to get to like to 100 books in a certain amount of time, and then more than that in a certain amount of time. And because of that, she's going to the library with him, and she is getting books out. And I'm reading more books to my son of a variety. Normally it's repeat, repeat, repeat. But these are all new books, and it has allowed me to select the crappiest of the children's books to share with our
listening
audience.
And if you hit 100, you get a gold star, right?
Absolutely. I got one on my forehead right now. Right. Wes, thank you very much for the call. Let's take one more phone call. Hello, the phone lines are open at 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, this is Nicky Diamond, Grease Minnelli, Waddle Doodle. What are you even asking me for here?
That's terrible. Hang up on this person. What a sad last call. That was very, very depressing. But, you know, we'll try. We'll strive, and we'll try to do better next time. That's
always better, Mike. Ever upward, I think.
Yeah, ever upward, ever forward. Nicky Diamond, by the way, because of his overwhelming success on last week's show, he's been booked for tomorrow. Am I right?
Yeah,
about that?
Yeah, and he'll have a great picks. If you want to win at fantasy football, tune in tomorrow. This guy knows his stuff.
All right, before we go to break here, I just wanted to say one thing. I wanted to say that, and by the way, thanks for Wide Open Wednesday and the two phone calls. I truly, or was it three? It was, yes, three, one we had to hang up on. I will tell you this.
Alan was great.
Please gather the children if you can. I rarely say that about this particular show, but gather the kids around because this is going to be very, very special. And when you listen to this as parents, I really, really do hope that you can transport yourself into my world and realize that I've got to read this stuff to my kid. And I hope you enjoy it. And Alan Wentzel, we will do that reunion. And here's to the guys at AU. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Today, we begin with our Operation and Human Performance Investigation on the crash of U.S. Airways Flight 1549.
Water landing.
Captain?
This was not a crash, and it wasn't a ditching. It was a forced water landing.
Why didn't you attempt to return to LaGuardia?
There simply was not enough altitude. The Hudson was the only place it was long enough and smooth enough and wide enough to even attempt to land the airplane safely.
Okay, well, let's get into how you calculated all those parameters.
There was no time for calculating. I had to rely on my experience of managing the altitude and speed of thousands of flights over four decades.
You're saying you didn't do any...
I eyeballed it.
You eyeballed it.
The best chance those passengers had was on that river. And I'd bet my life on it. In fact, I did. And I would do it again.
Aviation engineers are theorizing you had enough energy to make it back to a runway.
Well, engineers are not pilots. They're wrong. No, they weren't there.
You stated that it was a dual-engine failure due to multiple bird strikes?
That would be unprecedented.
Well, everything is unprecedented until it happens for the first time.
Why do you even think we're here today? It's because Captain Sullenberger did not head back to LaGuardia. I just finished training on the A320, and I can tell you the only reason the plane operated as well as it did, that the aircraft could land anywhere, is because Captain Sullenberger turned on the auxiliary power unit.
He was simply following the QRH.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't following proper procedure at all, and I know because I had the QRH in my hands. If he had followed the damn rules, we'd all be dead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
QRH. Trying to think of QRH. That would be the instructions that he held in his hand.
The Manuel, yeah.
But what would QRH possibly stand for?
H may
be
handbook.
Let's try to figure it out.
What? H may be handbook, right?
The QR, okay, let's say it's handbook.
I got it. Quick reference handbook.
Oh, yeah!
Excellent.
Live
point.
From the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it, and if you're here, you will too. Phone lines open right now, today, Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. And boys, I'll just say it to you on the air. Just let me know.
You got it.
I'll say it a third time. Thanks a lot. Just kind of keep me posted as to what's happening with that. Our show today is brought to you by FanDuel. Calling all fantasy football fans, put your skills to the test this week for a chance to win cash on FanDuel. FanDuel is 1 week fantasy football. Just choose your contest. Pick your team. I did. I'm in the TMOS League. FanDuel has contests for beginners or bigger tournaments for more experienced players. Cash prizes are paid out every single week, and I've got my lineup in there. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Can I hand out some credit for last week's league?
Yes, the last week's league did. Government, please tell me Government Cheese didn't win again.
Let me tell you how it fell out. First of all the people on our show, the person who did best was a guy named Rob Spiewak, who actually finished in the money. 35.
Oh, you finished in the money?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God, you did.
35th out of 250. That got me $10. The winner is a guy
who
named...
Who was your quarterback, just out of curiosity?
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. Strong. Very
nice.
Strong.
Very nice.
The winner was a guy named Kuchinka777. He came in first, but Adrian came in 56th. Mike came in 76th.
Yeah,
Oscar
right.
at 196th.
Oh, dear.
But you know what's the best thing about Mike coming in at number 76? Is that Government Cheese came in at number 78.
Hey, we're talking about FanDuel. It's a blast. I already got my lineup in. I didn't check this morning. I know we had plenty of slots left yesterday. I'm not sure what the case is today because we didn't talk about FanDuel yesterday. But if you want to get in on ours, it's FanDuel.com/TMOS. That's FanDuel.com/TMOS. And FanDuel has all sorts of other leagues as well.
Yes.
I join a bunch of different ones when I play ours. Starting a lineup is easy. Contests start at just $1, so there's something for any fantasy football budget. Try FanDuel now and get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest valued at up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week. 5 weeks, that's 5 weeks in a row. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries. So that's 2 ways you can use TMOS. You can use it for your 5 free entries, or you can go to our league, which is TMOS at FanDuel.com/TMOS. That's FANDUEL.com. Promo code TMOS, void where prohibited.
It is so cool and so fun and so easy to get in there and play. I love it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, but I have to say this, that I am once again, and I've gotten a couple of Facebook messages about this, but I do want to say that I truly want to enlist the help of others because I suck. I completely suck. I didn't even check. I didn't even check to see if Philadelphia had a good night on Monday night. I didn't even bother to look because I was so completely broken down and depressed about. But it's my own fault for being a homer and starting Eli Manning.
Well, you always say you're never going to do it again.
Total disappointment in fantasy football. The Giants are a team that ekes out wins if they're lucky to,
right?
By 1 or 2 points every week, and they never score massive. Well, they did that one time last year, and it was against New Orleans. So I was kind of going with that guy. But then again, this is turning into sports radio.
Don't do that. But I think, Mike, what you need to do is go with the recommendations, and you got to figure out where you're going to sink your money. And I think that if you put money into your quarterback and your running back, that's how you win.
We'll see what happens.
That's how you do it.
I'll listen to you, the expert, now.
I won $10.
35th. How much did you win?
$10.
$10 on a $1 entry or a $5 entry?
A $5 entry. Doubled my money.
So our league is $5, right?
Yes, it is.
We got 250 people in the league this week. And don't know whether the league is filled up yet, but I will tell you that it was jammed on Tuesday, so I snuck it in there.
Attaboy.
I haven't tweaked my lineup yet, but it's getting easier, but I just want some help. Last year,
How should they contact you if they want to help?
Send me a Facebook
message. Okay.
All right. But the way it worked last year, I got a couple of guys that helped, and when they helped, they're people that really know what they're doing out there.
It's true.
They're people that truly know what they're doing. So getting back to what I promoted before we went to break there, as many of you might not know, I'm an elderly father, and thank you. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. I hear other applause. Do we have interns on the
Indeed, we
the
do.
Enterprise
we have
today?
Mac McIntosh is here, and our new intern, Vincent, is here as well.
Oh, Vincent. Oh, starry, starry night. Hi, how are you, Mac? How you doing, Vincent? Nice to see you guys. No need to answer. All right, let's move right along here, and I will tell you that...
You know what was so funny is Mac actually got on the microphone before you told him not to answer. Vincent didn't even lift a finger. He knew that he wouldn't be spoken to.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Vincent. Starry, starry night? I can't help it.
I know.
That name always gets me. I love that. So this book comes to us from the... Lee County Library System, ladies and gentlemen.
So you have libraries down there?
Yeah, we do. Hard to believe, especially.
Annabelle Public Library?
Annabelle Public Library. Trump that bitch!
Stop it!
right on the back of a pickup truck. Some of them are good, some of them are bad.
Right.
Today's book, I'm not going to really editorialize because there's no need to. But I am just, what are you showing him? What's that?
We have a special guest who would like to speak to us.
Really, right now? I was just about to read my baby book. Is this worth diverting? Is this Oscar Santana?
Yes, it is.
Salutations.
Let me tell you something, brother. I need you to get on a plane right now and come back to the studio because I am
What's going on today.
Today's the day that I'm just feeling it. Today is the day that it's just driving me a little nuts, but that's okay. How are you, Oscar?
Woo-saw,
and how are,
Mike. I'm great. Woo-saw.
Is that
relax.
Like me-how or me-how in China? What the hell does that mean?
No. Woo-saw is from a famous film called Bad Boys. And it's what Martin Lawrence's character did when he needed to relax.
Woo-saw.
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 Yes.
We spoke last night. You are on the island of Bermuda. There may be a hurricane bearing down on you. What is the latest on your situation on Bermuda?
The latest is that they're taking the ships out of the water. We were scheduled to go on a catamaran this morning, and it was storming, which it currently is as we speak.
So the weather's already there.
It's supposedly. Everyone in the hotel says it's going to clear up for at least another afternoon. And as soon as my brother and wonderful sister-in-law woke up, they said, we're looking for flights for tomorrow. And I said, okay, whatever you guys want, we're just here. We're along for the ride. We'll figure it out.
So you haven't locked it in yet. And what are you hearing? Because I know it's tough when you're on an island and you're on vacation. What are you hearing about the forecast and the potential of this storm? It's not even a hurricane yet. Maybe it won't be. We don't know. What are they telling you on the island as far as the potential for any kind of problem?
Mike, as you want to know, in Florida, figuring out the trajectory of a hurricane is much like black magic. Everyone
Absolutely.
Says they know, but you can only find one witch doctor that actually does the deal right? Understand exactly how to put that together. Mm-hmm. So some people are saying the Cat 2 is going to brush by the island. Some say the Cat 2 is going to be a direct hit. Our cab driver, Francis, yesterday, that took us to St. George's, the old town here. Well, technically the whole island's an old town, but one of the oldest parts of the island.
Sure,
he said that if you listen to the forecast from the United States, every time there's a hurricane, they swear that this island's going to be wiped off the map.
They do.
So they do.
Yeah, you're right.
And also, don't you find, Oscar, that everyone in the service industry is going to tell you, you have one more day of good weather before you have to worry? Because they don't want you to leave.
Yeah,
so they're always going to be an optimistic attitude from people at the hotel.
If I hear one more, you want scuba, you want catamaran, and I'm like, hey, it's raining outside. We just canceled our trip today. We're moved till tomorrow. I doubt that's going to happen. We might be leaving. But the great part is that the bar is still open and the spa is still open for the ladies. So we'll
All right.
be A-okay.
All right. Let me just look on here. I'm going to go to the Hurricane Center right now, and I'm going to find out what's happening here. And by the way, when you get back, I have to talk to you about my Mac because something happened. You know, I had a great run with this Mac, but it is just a. Now, is this Carl? Is this Carl that we're talking about? Is this Hurricane Carl? Or
yes.
Tropical Storm Carl.
Carl. Right. Carl. With a K or a C?
K.
Oh, Carl. That's even worse.
Your kind of Carl.
Yes.
It's your kind of Carl.
He's
it's
from
the Carl.
The,
it's the Carl you would prefer, Rob. That's the way it would work. As of 5 a.m., the maximum sustained winds, 30 knots, 35 miles, a minimum central pressure. I don't know any of that. I'm just trying to see a forecast. I'm going to put in Carl in Bermuda.
The spaghetti graph, they all somehow affect the island. And when you try to explain to a wonderful, respectful, loving, pregnant woman that, hey, it may not be so bad, that conversation doesn't go very well.
So Shannon is pregnant now?
Yeah, what happened?
No. My sister-in-law.
Oh, your sister-in-law is pregnant. Okay.
She's with child. We were talking about that before. And
with child.
Carl, which is in the
Atlantic. Hold on. I'm going to put this on.
Watch for later this week and into next week. Right now, winds 40 miles per hour. This is forecasted to strengthen into a hurricane by Thursday night into Friday morning. Now, tracks are turning this off to the north. It could affect Bermuda, though, as early as Saturday. So this is still very much alive and something to keep our eye on.
And you said, Oscar, thanks, Weather Channel. That's how you can make your plans. When this is something that could and maybe and might by Saturday.
Yeah, keep an eye on it.
Are you telling me, though, that you are experiencing some sort of, like, weather today, just as this thing gets closer, or what?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it can necessarily be attributed, but the climate itself at this point of the year will be the most rainy. It's kind of rainy throughout the year, spotty, but they go by briefly, right? Yesterday it stormed for like 30 minutes and then it was sunny again, but this morning it hasn't become sunny yet.
Well,
and we're an hour
fine.
Ahead of you, so
yeah.
You know, we've got the full morning to figure out what's going on.
Well, I'm looking at the little graphs too. I'm looking at the spaghetti graphs and I'm looking on. It looks like you're okay now, but I can understand. Look, the whole thing about a hurricane is you have to be the forecaster as well. I've thought about this myself on what the plan would be and what I would do, and the fact is you have to be kind of ahead of the game, so getting a flight out a little early might not be the wrong thing to do, you know, if there's a chance. Because, I mean, if you're on that island and you get to, look, Bermuda's gotten hurricanes before.
Yes.
And if you get whacked by a Cat 2, you know, it's problematic, and who knows. So
it's an average of 10 a year. So for the people that live here, they're like, no big deal. But if you're not from here, and my brother and I are haunted by, we had a problem in the past, or I guess I would say a situation, where my sister called us from a convention in New Orleans, and she said, this is before Kayak or Orbitz was really big. And she said, can you call the airlines or get online and figure out if you can get us a ticket out early? We just can't seem to get through to the airlines. And my brother-in-law, my sister, and they had little Luca at the time, who was still like an infant.
Right.
And we said, and my father, who works in disaster relief and epidemiology, gets on the phone because I had to three-way him because Shockley was out of the country. He said, Tatiana, don't worry about it. It's the United States. It, you know, they can take care of this. This isn't a third world country. And that hurricane was called Katrina.
Wow. There we go. Oh, boy. Well, good luck with all of that. I hope you do. I want to move on to the second thing. What the hell are you involved in now? First of all, are you prepared to talk about it again? I forgot what you said to me last night, and I didn't tell you the truth about why I hustled you off the phone last night.
And yeah, what's going on?
You're going to be grossed out. You're going to be grossed out.
What?
It was not fecal urgency. There was a little. Mrs. O'Mara and Mr. O'Mara, in his depleted physical condition, were absolutely at the beginning of the throes of happy time.
Oh no!
And that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen to me very often. And that's kind of why I said my son is crying and I got to get off the phone. I never hustle you off the phone,
Oscar. It's what we like to call the Bermuda Hurricane. It happens 10 times a year.
I swear to God, that is the truth. So I never got clarity on whether or not you want to talk about whatever venture you're doing. And he always says that it helps me, but I don't know whether it does or not. You know, I have no idea whether it does or it doesn't. So,
tide raise all ships, Mike?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's right, Howard Hughes. I really hope that the Spruce Cruise flies.
Or is that a reference to what Mike and Carla were doing last night? Was that the rising tide you were talking about?
Do you want to wait till you come back to talk about your new enterprise, or do you want to give us a tease right now?
So look, if you thought I was an egomaniac or a star beforehand, you just wait till I come back.
I can't wait.
He's doing some other reality show. Some reality show audition that he's
all
doing.
I know That's is all this, I know. Is that Todd Moore posted yesterday, you know, it's been 10 years since I've done a reality show, and I think America's ready to have Todd back on TV. So if you can be a small part of that, Oscar, America loves you for it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's a dream come true. And you
for
know,
everybody.
It's high time that the world see Todd again and they see more of me.
So let's just tell
when I get back in town.
We will. And Oscar, please pass along to Todd that I'm really looking forward to playing that bartender role in that audition tape. I really am.
Absolutely.
You'll be reprising your classic role.
Yeah, absolutely. The guy behind the counter. Yes, sir. I'll look forward to that. All right, stay safe on Bermuda.
Yeah, get
home safe,
Oscar.
Best to your family, and let us know, you know, what your schedule is. We'd like to know if you're coming in early. We're putting you back to work. There you go.
We will. Ciao, ciao.
All right, bye-bye. There he goes. That's Oscar. I'm glad we got him. And that's a pretty good connection.
He sounded good.
Bermuda. Yeah, you would think that, we can call anywhere in the United States. How special is that? And, Pony, I mean, I just didn't know what was going on, you know?
I apologize.
You're sneaky. You sneak around. Yeah, You're a sneaky guy.
I like to hide everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I don't like to distract you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I can properly say that the baby book, there it is.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Bah,
said the baby.
Bah, said the baby.
Good tease.
Genius. Genius. Carla will tell you, I amused my wife when I got halfway through this baby book. And
hey,
I'll show
if
you
I haven't read it, is there going to be a spoiler? Because I don't want to know the ending.
The plot is complicated. We'll take a break. Come back with more right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, the political season is really ramping up. Maybe we here at the Moore Broadcast Network should have our own debate.
Hit on the tough issues, the things that are important.
Yeah, like immigration. We need a wall around this network. No more podcasts. No one from Baltimore coming in and getting a show.
Or the legalization of marijuana. I know our show would vastly improve.
Yeah, well, I'm high right now. But who would be the Donald Trump in this debate?
You mean the loud, the obnoxious, the misogynist, the womanizer, rich?
Well, obviously, that's going to be Todd Moore.
Yeah, but he has amazing hair.
For now. RobinJoeShow.com. Subscribe at iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're hiring, do you want to find the best candidates? Of course you do.
Yes.
But face it, posting your job in one place ain't going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to think big and be smart. You need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. ZipRecruiter.com. We love them. You will too. Post your job on all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over a million businesses. You should, too. Whether you have your own small business or you're working in an HR department, you can use ZipRecruiter to get the right employee to work for you. And right now, our listeners can post on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. And we have a call.
Jesus.
Hey, I prefer it to what I was getting before. It's Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, it's Marty Bass.
All right, thank you very much. That's
worth
all
it.
That's all we need. Thank you very much. Let me get
for
back
that.
To...
Max spent 20 minutes coloring a sign.
Hey, I don't mind communication, boys. Yeah. Something you two should be aware of. I don't mind having a little communication. It's helpful. Hold on just a second. I want to get.
Yeah,
this
but you didn't
on...
have to watch him coloring. It really was like a 60 minutes piece on kindergarten. He was hunkered over, going quick, 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 quick.
You know, the thing about Mac boys is that that he truly cares. And
about
you
know, what we don't know, but he cares. Okay.
About what I have no idea. Let me see. I want to see if I get the right music here. Let me see if this works. Hold on. Just... Okay.
Oh, it's nice.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, thank you. The Children's Book Corner. Let's go to this right now. This book is, I'm not going to give the author's name.
Why not?
All right. Jennifer Plekis.
Oh, she's good.
It's called Ma Said the Baby.
Did she do the book and the pictures?
I don't know.
Because that would mean she's doubly talented.
Yeah,
double threat. Yeah, that's what we call in the publishing industry, a double threat.
I didn't know. Ba Said the Baby.
Okay.
Ba Said the Baby. The first page.
Yes. That's a whole page?
The baby said ba.
Can we see Mom, some of the pictures while you read?
Can I read the book, please? This is an audio podcast. No, you may not.
Okay.
All right. The baby said ba, Mom cried. What is it, baby? Book? Do you want my book, baby? Ball said brother. I think the baby wants the ball. Bow said sister. Does baby want to touch my bow?
Oh, dear.
And you turn the page and there's the baby with a question mark. Oh, well, guess not. Ba, said the baby. The baby said ba, brother cried. What is it, baby? Brother? Do you want your brother? Maybe baby wants the bunny, said sister. The lamb says ba, said mom. Do you want your lamb, baby?
I hate this family.
Guess not. Oh, well. Ba, said the baby.
That would be the end of chapter one. Chapter
lots
two.
Of question marks.
Yes, lots of question marks.
Ba, said the baby. Ba, ba. Ba, ba, said sister. Ba, ba, said brother. Bye, bye, said mom. The baby said bye, bye. Bah, said the baby. Bye-bye, baby, said mom. Bye-bye, baby, said brother. Bye-bye, baby, said sister. Ba-ba, 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 said the baby. Hello, baby, said sister. Hello, baby, said brother. Hello, baby, said mom. Can you say hello, baby, said mom? Say hello, baby, said brother. Hello, baby, said sister. Ba, said the baby. My life. There it is. Thank you very much. That's it. That's
you see, Mike, the problem here is after
are multifold, Rob.
Well, they are, but after hearing the book, there's no hero. You don't root for anyone in this story. You hate everybody.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Who do you hate the most? You've had more experience with the book than anyone.
When you get the volume that I've had, and I'm bringing them all in there, there are certain ones where. You get the books that you know think they're so clever.
Right.
I would almost put Zen Shorts when Zen. There's a line in the and you read the book Zen Shorts to your kids a lot.
Of course, yes.
Because Michael was shy around bears he didn't know, and I just picture the author going, "That's so cute,
little hipster.
That's such a cute little. He's shy around bears he doesn't know. Ooh, that kind of garbage I hate in a kid's book." With that said. Zen Shorts has a story and a moral
and some content
and a beginning and an end. And the only reason I've criticized Rob's gift to me, Zen Shorts, which happens to be one of my kids' top
books. But to be fair, you've only criticized it for 3 years.
I have, yeah. I can't stand it. When he brings it out, it's like, okay, Mike, I'll read you one book before bed. And he brings that out, and I'm like, oh, my lips are really bad. But I criticize that because of its length, because it just takes a while to get through it. I don't criticize it because of the content. That's the kind of thing when you're getting these books that just have, they meander and they don't make a lot of sense. And the bottom line is anybody can knock out a kid's book.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Anybody. And they're thousands of them out there, hundreds of thousands of these books. And sometimes I get one like that where I'm trying to get through it and it drives me a little crazy. So there are plenty more. Where that came from. I'm not going to read any of the good ones. Where's the fun in that?
No.
You know. But by the way, if I read one of the good ones, which I would, let's say Robert McCloskey, I would put him in that category. That would make you want to stab yourself in the eye with a knitting needle if I read it to you on the show. I was just reading
Well, because,
that
you know, the good ones
example.
Also have sort of a repetitive, often like a rhythm. Because they relax the child. And a lot of times, like if you take one of the all-time classics, Goodnight Moon.
Yes.
It's
a nice brief one. One
it's
of my favorites.
Brief, lots of good pictures. And what's great about it is it relaxes with repetition and puts the child in a mind to go to sleep.
Which does.
You're not, people will say, why do you read to a child? To make sure they have an academic advance. No, you want them to fall asleep. You don't care. You don't care how they're doing in class.
But the stats all show that the more you read to your kid, the better. And
that's true.
We literally read hundreds of books to my son.
Yes.
I mean, hundreds. I have read hundreds of times to my son. And it shows that it's very, very, very helpful. But it also, when you're, you know, when it's 7 o'clock and he's been absolutely off the wall for about 4 hours and you are ready to go, it is, Baba said the baby is, you know, I'm looking at that. And I just want to scream at the top of my lungs, how about a little more effort?
Yeah,
just
honestly.
A little more effort, okay, Jennifer.
And don't you think after looking at the pictures, don't you think the baby is a little more advanced than Baba? Shouldn't the baby be doing a little better than that?
To be honest with you, looking at the baby, perhaps the baby's consumed some of that radioactive water that's in the central part of the state of Florida. Yeah, whoa. I've gotten all those. Thank you. By the way, thank you, listeners, for letting me know that there's a sinkhole with a fertilizer company that's dumping radioactive water into the Florida aquifer. Thanks for that. I got it. It's covered. I appreciate that, okay?
The listeners should know, Mike, there's no need to be shy about sharing bad news.
Not at all. Not at all. And, you know, and it goes quite well with the $5,000 that my insurance company is refusing to cover. You know, just a good day all the way around here in the great state of Florida. Make America great again. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode, I asked for God's forgiveness.
That didn't take long.
I feel that I've been bothering him with meaningless things, so I ask for his forgiveness.
Well, that just mirrors all of your relationships.
Wow. Also, we're going to tell you about a great new venue in Washington, D.C., where you can go to some amazing music events. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is.
TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon.com has everything you need at the best prices. Just make sure you go through our portal. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS every month of every day of every month of every year. Amazon works for the show.
Yes.
And as Rob proved to me last evening, sending me a picture of the bone saw, it was a bone saw you found on Amazon?
One of many, but this was a highly reviewed one.
That was it. And you and Rob, I am not kidding you. Rob sent me a picture of an actual.
Sent you the link.
It was a surgical bone saw.
It was. You can get anything on Amazon.
Do they actually use those now still? Is that what they use, that Civil War device?
I think it's mostly for animals and hunting now. Wow. Not so much. But I mean,
So the doctor isn't like, hey, get me that one. That looks real nice. That's stainless steel.
I would think maybe perhaps if you had a compound fracture during a power outage, you might need it. But otherwise, they mostly use power tools. Or, of course, if you're dressing someone out in the field.
I might make a case for that's what they used on me. Anyway, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
That wouldn't cost $5,000.
No, I don't think so. Or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And get ready for value, because Amazon and you go together like candy corn and a bone saw.
Bone saws are great.
Thank you, friends. Thank you, dear friends. We had a date last night. Carl and I actually went out to the cinema, so got a chance to take in a new film.
That makes sense, because the date led to the passion.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was kind of me, to be honest with you. And I don't know whether it's the medication or the fact that I'm on the road to recovery and I'm feeling better. But, at that moment. At that moment, Bobby Bermuda decided to check in, because he gets paranoid, right? Because he knows that it's online,
yes,
and he's doing one of these other ventures, and he wants to talk me off the ledge, although I wasn't anywhere near on the ledge.
No, you were on a different ledge. You were on the sex ledge.
Do you remember when I used to get so hyper-paranoid about all of Oscar's other ventures?
Yeah.
Oscar, I think there's part of Oscar that still thinks that I act like that, but I really don't. Not for all the side things. You know, his other show, when he's doing, I get paranoid if he's doing a live show on Big O and Dukes that falls too close to a live show that we're doing.
Right.
Other than that, okay, Mac, let's take a call. All right, Mac is holding up the sign.
Did you hold up the sign, the sign that said call, or did you hold up the wrong sign?
It was backwards.
Yeah, okay, next time, hold up the one that says call, okay?
888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys, this is Ben in Anchorage, Alaska.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben in Anchorage. How's the weather in Anchorage today?
Actually, it's hurricane force winds.
Ooh, so not a good day to be out there on Deadliest Catch out on the Bering Sea. How often do you get crappy weather like that? I know they get it out on the ocean, but as far as where you are in Alaska, how bad does it get and how often does it get like that?
Here in South Central, I'd say we get bad winds once a year.
Yeah, so it's like anywhere else, probably. It's an aberration.
So are you inland? You're inland, right?
We're on the water. We have a port, but it's kind of tucked up in sort of like the nutsack of the state.
I have always dreamed about going to the nutsack of Alaska. I've always thought that would be great.
As a rule, don't Google that. Alaskan nutsack, that's a category that you don't want to see.
Yeah,
give her the Alaskan nutsack.
Right next to Sanchez. Hey, let me ask you. Hey, Ben, and it's Ben, right?
Yeah.
Since you are from Alaska, let me ask this question. Have you ever had a close encounter with a moose?
I have.
Oh, can you tell us
really?
The story? I love moose stories.
Sure. They're actually very ubiquitous here in town.
Really?
Yeah. You see moose all over the place. I've had them go buck wild in my backyard. a bull moose was just spinning, and eventually he just took off and jumped over the fence.
And so, when you said buck wild, I thought that maybe that was that were two mooses that had to do that in your backyard. Have you ever seen mooses doing the nasty?
The witnessing. Oh, no, man. I've not ever seen that.
Hey, Ben, are you native to Alaska or are you a transplant?
I am very white, but I am native to Alaska.
Okay, don't.
Wow.
My question is, you have sort of a demeanor that I don't think would be native to any other states. When you're talking about ubiquitous moose sightings and moose going crazy in your backyard, you're so
buck wild, Rob. He said buck wild.
Yeah, you're so calm about it. Are the people of Alaska, are they a calm people?
I don't know. I might be on the spectrum, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
No, we really don't, Ben. Hey, Ben, do you smoke a lot of weed up there?
I don't. It just became legal, but
he's lying. I'm surprised there's any left for anyone else.
Is there any other? I know we've been asking you a lot of questions because we're always curious about people from.
We're journalists, far Mike.
Away. We're journalists, but I know you probably had a reason for calling, Ben. What can we do for you?
Oh, my only reason to call is because I happen to be up this early. It's 5:45 right now. Normally, I'm not up early enough to even try to call. So.
Are you going to work today? Do you have a job up there?
I do. I'm an accountant.
Oh, in Alaska. Wow. I'd say that. See, to me, that's cool. That's cool. You have if you're an accountant and you live in Leesburg, Virginia,
that's boring.
That's no fun at all. But if you're an accountant in Alaska, I'm just thinking, maybe I'm guessing here, 2.5 hour workday, maybe?
I wish.
Yeah. Mike, what are you writing? He's right now, he's taking out a blackboard and he's writing on it, 4 salmons and a bear skin.
May I ask another question? And please, I apologize in advance if people construe this as something that might be politically incorrect.
No.
Have you, Ben, since you've been up there and you are native to Alaska, have you taken yourself an Inuit bride?
No, I have not.
All right.
No, I'm married to Jen, but she's also white and she's also native.
Ben and Jen, native Alaskans out there. Have you ever trapped anything?
No, I'm not really into the whole fishing hunting thing that's up here, but it's great. People love it. It's all over the place.
What are you?
I don't know why I'm getting these questions that are just racing into my head now, but do you wear a jacket and tie to work?
I used to, but I've been there 15 years, and now I can just kind of, you know, casual it up.
Would that be jeans and like a flannel shirt? Because I'm thinking Alaska.
Or
know?
Furs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a raccoon hat.
Alaska formal wear. Jeans
not
a and
coon a... hat. Not like Pony, not like a yeah. Davy Crockett hat.
Pony is so messed up. He's in the wrong region.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you're not, so you're not a big hunter then, Ben? Is that true?
I am not, no. I love the outdoors, though. I love to ski, mountain bike, that kind of thing.
Do you fish? Ooh. Do you fish at all?
With friends, but I don't own all the equipment.
Okay, so you're not really the super outdoorsman. What do you do? Do you have that long period of winter darkness up there?
Oh, yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, it's about to start. It really kind of sucks.
But is it balanced out by long periods of light 6 months from now?
Well, yeah, we're just wrapping up the awesome time where, you know, the sun doesn't go down. And
all right, I don't want to alarm you. How small is your town? What's the population of your town, Ben?
Anchorage is actually a pretty normal city.
Oh, you're in Anchorage. So you're
something thousand.
Oh, yeah. You're a city. You're the city of Anchorage. You don't live in one of the outlying little more rural towns, right?
I don't know.
I saw a film recently, and I don't know how accurate it is or whether it was based on a true story. But the film that I watched, when you had that period of darkness,
yes,
there were these people that like showed up in the town, and they didn't appear to be human, and they actually were, well, they appeared to be vampire like.
Yeah,
and,
I saw that documentary.
Yeah, they descended upon the town.
About a certain number of days of night.
Yes, 30 Days of Night.
That's the one
horror movie. I truly do. Hey, and thanks to everybody for giving me the feedback on that movie too. Hey, let me ask you another Alaska question because I'm fascinated. Have you ever seen a UFO? Have you seen a UFO up there?
I have not.
Any of your friends ever see a UFO?
No one's told me a story about that. I remember listening to Art Bell talk about HARP and that kind of thing up here.
Yeah, he was the guy that used to, Art Bell's the radio guy that used to talk about the UFOs all the time. So Anchorage is more like a city. So, I mean, you've got all, you know, how's the chow in Anchorage? Good chow?
What's the best thing to eat up there that's like native to Alaska?
Halibut, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Fresh halibut. I bet it's fantastic.
Well, that's it. Good.
crab, yes. Crab and salmon. There you go. All the things that we already knew.
And Fritos.
Fritos.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. One last
people
question about
moose
a what?
As well. Oh. People eat moose, but I think it's kind of gamey.
I would imagine it would be. But I mean, it's like any other, you know, elk or deer or something like that. It's probably just a little gamier. Have you tried the new Burger King chicken fries with the Cheeto coating?
I have not. I haven't. I put it on my appointment calendar, but I haven't made it over.
And living in Anchorage, I know that's a big city compared to other areas. Have you run into any of the true native Alaskans, people of Eskimo heritage?
Sure. Yeah. I want to be sensitive here, but there's definitely an alcohol issue in the state of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And so you,
that's okay. There's an alcohol issue on the Mike O'Mara show too.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely.
Okay. We don't have a problem with that. Are you you said you want to be politically correct, and I mentioned Eskimos, and then you said alcohol. Are you saying specifically with the indigenous peoples of Alaska that there is an alcohol issue?
Yeah, I guess like anywhere for Native Americans throughout the continent, it's you know a problem. And they began, I don't know where I'm going with this, but anyway, there's lots of Native Alaskans here in the city, and some of them are very gainfully employed, and some of them aren't. And
some of them are good people.
That's right.
Yes.
And just because someone can't finish a sentence doesn't make them a bad accountant.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you can build a wall up around. We got kind of politically incorrect there, but I have it on good authority that it's not just Alaska. The indigenous peoples of Manassas, Virginia also have a severe problem with alcohol as well. Ben, you're enjoying the Mike O'Mara show up in Alaska. Spread the word.
I love it every day, yeah.
God bless you, man, and best to your wife, Jen, and thanks for answering all of our phone calls.
Yeah, go harness up the dogs and get to work.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye,
not
Ben.
Not our phone calls, our questions. Bye-bye. I was loaded with them, and then I kind of ran out of gas on the end there. So that was actually a good call.
I liked him. He seemed nice. Yeah. He's an Alaskan accountant.
I'll take quality over quantity. Speaking of Alaska and rugged guys, the movie that I went to see last night
was called
Hell or High Water. Has anybody seen a trailer for that one?
I've heard that it's out. It did fairly well in the box office last week, right?
Yeah, I don't want to make this a big deal, but it's the whole thing. We've discussed it before.
Is it Jeff Bridges?
It's Jeff Bridges, and Jeff Bridges, with the way he talks now, every role he has. I don't know. Did we do any digging on whether he had any kind of oral cancer or whether there was anything with... Because now, and I'm really being serious when I say that.
I understand.
That
let me see what I can
when,
come up
when
with.
When he speaks, he doesn't sound like he did, obviously, during The Big Lebowski, but that was years and years ago. But he plays a Texas Ranger, and he's fantastic in it. And Chris Pine is another guy that's
Do you
in
want
it.
To know something great? If What's you that? Go into Google and you type Jeff Bridges T... Just the letter T.
Right.
Autocomplete says, why does Jeff Bridges talk funny?
Well, I mean, Rob, I know that we have brought it up on the show before, and I don't, look, if he has a medical situation, I wish him the best, because he's still getting it done, and he's modifying his roles, I believe, playing the True Grit character and the Southern Sheriff and Bad Blake in the movie where he was the country singer. I mean, he's phenomenal. He's such a screen
wonderful
presence
actor.
That it doesn't matter. I still come away just being curious every time I see him on screen because I want to know, why. And it doesn't matter to me because he pulls the role off and he does a fantastic job and he's great in this movie. And this movie got incredible reviews. And we went to the cool theater, where you get the reserve seats because Tuesday's $8 day.
Oh, that's
at
great.
This theater.
I love reserve seats in a theater. Oh, it's
well,
the best.
Well, it's cool. You get to go in and you pay $8 and you get the reclining seats that are in this theater. And it's a great theater. But here's the thing. It is reserved seating.
Yeah.
And there were probably 7 people in the theater. And one of these manatees managed to take our reserved seat.
How?
And she was
How does this happen?
Because she's a dunderhead. And because people... And look, it was over before it began.
Right.
There were many empty seats in this theater. But I had picked the two front row center behind the handicapped location.
Yeah, perfect.
In the center of the screen. And before we go in, like everyone else besides this woman.
Mm-hmm.
We had looked at our ticket stub and said, we are in row D, seats 3 and 4. That's where we were. And we walk in, and she is fully reclined.
Oh.
And I said, we have seat 3 and 4. There were 2 seats to her right. I politely said, we can take these. She said, no, no, no. And then it was the, no, no, that's all right. As she fumbled and rustled and launched herself out, and she then moved to the 2 seats that belonged to someone else in front of us.
Naturally.
And as the film began, 2 other people came in because it's front row center, and she had to do it again. And the moral of the story, she had purchased, you can't purchase seats to that theater
right.
without reserving. What you can do is remember to hold on to your ticket stub.
But she didn't know.
She chose not to do. But I didn't make, look, I wasn't going to make a scene, because if I made a scene, my wife would give me that that standard line she gives me whenever I have a day like I did yesterday. And you two might agree that I'm having today, is that I should be on some sort of medication.
No, no, no. I think you're fine. Yes,
that's what she says. She says that to me. When I bitch too much, she says I should be medicated, and I was bitching about a number of things yesterday.
She should be more specific, for one thing, because, you know, there are medications that would probably make it worse. She should be specific to what she thinks. I just did a cursory search. Apparently nothing about Jeff Bridges.
See, that's the thing. And
there's
I've
a lot of shtick.
Before.
There's a lot of people that are doing shtick about him talking funny, but
and
there's
no
nothing
one,
medical about it. No.
Yeah, but no one. Rob, you've seen him, right?
Oh,
you've
I know.
Seen him speak.
I know.
Something is going on.
How old
on,
is he now? I mean, he's got to be 70.
No, I don't chalk it up to
it
being
could be.
70.
It could be age.
I don't think it could be just age. I think that there may have been an issue. And, you know, let me look it up. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Because, you know, Bo still sounds fantastic.
Bo. I love Bo Bridges.
I do, too.
You know, I love Bo Bridges with all he's telling those. Bo Bridges plays those kind of roles all the time, doesn't he now,
yeah,
Rob?
But what's so great, if you, like, go back, and, you know, I would say it's not that long ago, but it's got to be 25 years ago that they did The Fabulous Baker Boys, and you see them on screen together and how different they are, but there's still that sort of brotherly connection. But really, when God was handing out the sex appeal to the Bridges boys, I think he might have double dipped for Jeff and ignored Bo.
Oh, poor Bo.
There are, as
poor
Rob
Bo.
Said,
there's so much shtick, Mike. There's too much shtick on the internet.
As Rob said, I mean, this is where the internet is just a tub of crap.
Oh, yeah, it is.
There is
it's
no
garbage.
Real information. What happened to Jeff's teeth? Jeff Bridges has the strangest seventh son accent. Interviewing Jeff Bridges. What happened to Jeff Bridges?
There was one thing about a movie he did a couple years ago with, I think, Juliana Margulies, where he purposely put in bad teeth because he thought it was, you know, germane to the character. But that doesn't explain True Grit, and it doesn't explain this most recent film.
And one of the things I hate when I'm trying to get any information, whether it's, you know, getting a contract or whether it's getting a doctor, whether it's getting, when you get on a message board, you're done.
Oh, forget
you're
it.
Officially
you might as well shut down your computer and burn your house down, because nothing's
be
going
illegal.
To happen.
You know, when I run, someday when I am in charge of the entire internet, I will ban message boards for being a source of information. I want the expert who's researched it, who puts it up in one paragraph and explains everything, but it's almost impossible.
What you're going to get on the message board, and this was the top one that I saw when I saw the message board about why Jeff Bridges talks funny. He says, he had a stroke after he saw the reviews for Tron.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's it.
Yeah, you're done. You're done. There's no answer. It's not going to happen.
But you know what? Doesn't matter, because he's great in this movie, and hell or high water.
How are you getting Carla to go to 2 movies in a week?
It's very, very lucky. I'm a very lucky Sully and Hell or High Water. We're on a roll. 2 for 2 this week. And go check it out. It's a great, and Chris Pine's fantastic in it.
He's good.
And you'll agree, when you leave that theater, it's a real pick me up.
I bet.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a lie. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And thank you, Ben in Alaska.
Yeah. Nice talking to him.
Hey, a special announcement for all of my D.C. area listeners. If you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out The Mike O'Mara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. You know, this holiday season, why not spend your time relaxing on a beach? instead of cooking and cleaning up after your annoying relatives. Oh, man, what a great idea for the holidays, especially
Wonderful.
With a deal like this. I have found an amazing getaway to a place that I've actually been. I found an amazing getaway at an even more amazing price. The Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua. What a beautiful spot. Right now, $99 per person per night. Try to find that deal anywhere. You can enjoy an adults-only, all-inclusive holiday getaway on a white sandy beach. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711. That's 800-772-8711 to make your reservation today. This is all-inclusive. That includes meals, snacks, beverages, yes, even alcohol, all the resort activities and all taxes and service charges. That's everything for $99 per person per night. 30 magnificent acres of tropical foliage and wild blooms, only 30 minutes from the airport of the capital city of St. John's. Antigua is known for its magnificent weather, pristine white sand beaches, and colorful cultural festivals. So, are you ready to leave the chaos behind this year and get some well-deserved R&R? Don't wait. This offer expires soon. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to book your all-inclusive holiday for less than $100 per night per person ages 16 and up. You can enjoy everything I just mentioned and more. That's pineapplebeachclub.com. You don't want to miss this great offer. See the website for complete details.
News.
So what happened?
What happened?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Everyone's just kind of guessing right now. Here's a whole bunch of unidentified sources and insiders and what they're saying. As you might remember, there were rumors not too long ago that Brad hooked up with actress Marion Cotillard on the London set of their upcoming movie Allied. And the New York Post is sticking to that story. They say Angelina hired a private eye who caught him cheating. Brad cheating. So.
Was it Jim Rockford?
I'm not sure. Hey, how you doing there? And also she was upset with Brad's partying over there. Quote, the atmosphere off set was full of hard drugs and Russian hookers, and Angie was told that Brad got caught up in it. That sounds a little tabloidy to me.
Yeah.
But a lot of sources say there was no affair. It was all about protecting the family, like Angelina's lawyer said. So-called insiders told TMZ that she got fed up with his drinking and pot smoking. Plus, he's got anger issues. These were affecting his interactions with the kids, and she couldn't take it. Man, a lot of crap here. A lot of people are throwing out every theory in the world.
You know what? If I was Brad Pitt, I'm sure I'd have anger issues, too.
Other sources are calling that a malicious lie, and they're saying Brad would never put the kids in danger. Brad and Angelina were together for 12 years total, but only made it 2 years and 1 month as a married couple. Anyway, last year they starred in By the Sea, a movie Angelina wrote and directed about a couple trying to save their troubled marriage. This was Angelina's third marriage. She was hitched to Johnny Lee Miller and Billy Bob Thornton. We all remember that.
Back, one, Mike, so. To the protective arms of her wonderful father, John Voight.
Brad was married to Jennifer Aniston from 2000 to 2005. You just know. Look, she's not going to say anything, but you know there's
Oh, she's dancing. She loves
she's
it.
She's just walking into the bathroom going...
Because you know what? Now she's... And somehow Jennifer Aniston is prettier now than she's ever been. Mm-hmm. And she has this to laugh about. This is a big day for her.
Yeah,
good
we'll
for
see.
Her.
But anyway, sorry for Brangelina. There you go. Even if you're not a cat person, you probably wouldn't mind snuggling with a few kittens right now, huh? Anybody want some kitties?
Little kitties? Little cats?
Huh? Matt, you want some kittens? There you go. Even if you have serious allergies, that sounds like it'd be nice, right? Well, don't.
What?
Because those kittens are trying to kill you.
Oh, my God.
According to a new study by the CDC, that's official, cat scratch fever is more prominent than they realized, and it's more dangerous than they thought, and you're most likely to get it from kittens or strays. I know our friend Cappy was talking about a cat scratch a short time back.
Really?
But don't cuddle
with a stray. I mean, that's bad news, be it cat or person.
But cuddle all you want with Cappy. I give you my blessing to do that. If you catch cat scratch fever, you'll get a fever and an itchy rash. So it's a pretty literal name. But in some extreme cases, there could be complications that could lead to death. The good news is you're still probably not going to get it. And if you do get it, you probably won't die. But just to be safe, the CDC says if you spend time playing with cats, make sure to wash your hands afterwards. And no matter what, don't kiss your cats. There you go. Cat Scratch Fever, Power 105, WAVA, here kitty kitty. That's right. Look at my little kitty I'm holding. Oh, he scratched me. Oh, my God. Lord almighty, I'm going to die. Thank you. I had to do the talk about
the Motor City
one.
Madman.
Thank you. Two doctors at the University of Michigan recently wrote an article where they laid out four myths that almost everyone believes about losing weight. Myth one, you just need to make a few small changes in your diet. It depends on how small the changes are.
Right.
But your body is constantly trying to maintain the same weight. So eating fast food three times a week instead of four probably isn't enough. Myth number two, you have to set realistic goals or you'll get frustrated and quit. There's actually no evidence that that's true. And at least one study recently showed that having overly ambitious goals might actually help you lose more weight. Myth number three, you should lose weight gradually because otherwise you won't keep it off. There's actually conflicting evidence for that one. A study in 2013 found that you're actually more likely to keep weight off if you lose a bunch all at once. And myth number four, you can lose weight by having more sex. Unfortunately, it just doesn't burn enough calories to make a huge difference.
Mm.
Especially the way I do it.
Stop it.
The average sex session.
Oscar, stop calling when I'm losing weight.
Only lasts 6 minutes and burns about 20 calories.
Wow.
I just thought it was like 800 calories. But you burn about six just getting on the couch. So there's that. Thank you. As previously reported, Prince's Paisley Park compound in Minnesota has been converted into a museum and prepared to be open to the public. Rolling Stone now reports that the museum will be open to public tours beginning on October 6th. Fans will be given access to the first floor of the building, which includes over 12 rooms that are organized chronologically throughout Prince's career. They will include his various instruments, outfits, and other items. A source told Rolling Stone that Prince left behind detailed guidelines for turning Paisley Park into a museum. If that's true, I will go see it.
That is very cool that he, you know, if he thought that far ahead. I wonder if they will have the same official motto as Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, please exit through the gift shop.
Thank you so much. One of the things in there is a wall-mounted timeline of his life through the mid-1990s and messages and texts sent to friends that specify how he wanted fans to walk through Paisley Park.
That's
so
neat. Good for him
for
doing that.
I hope it is true for Prince's sake. Mike Tyson's been rocking his ridiculous facial ink since 2003, and he claims he doesn't regret it one bit. In an interview with Sports Illustrated, he said, quote,
yes?
A lot of stuff happened around this tattoo, a lot of good stuff. All the young athletes come over to me and they say it's because of you, they call it the Mike Tyson. That's what they call the tattoo.
Oh, that's nice.
Last year he said he was inspired, he said he inspired
over a million really weird people to get one.
He must be so proud.
Thank you. The interviewer said he looked like he was fighting he was in fighting shape, and Tyson said he's been working on fad diets. Quote,
me and my wife went from vegan to not vegan to paleo to eating anything.
That's good.
Thank you, Mike.
Sort of a reverse technology.
Would you like to know, why don't you ask Mike what he's into now?
Hey, Michael Tyson, what are you into now?
Oatmeal. The oatmeal periodically, the little pieces of beef, greens and anything, spinach.
Do you mix the beef into the oatmeal?
Yes.
Wow, that must be tasty.
More greens than anything. Spinach salads, asparagus.
Hold on, what kind of salads?
Spinach and salads and asparagus.
Also great.
My wife got it down pat.
He also said that it's humbling going to high schools now, and nobody knows anything about his boxing days. He says,
they just know me from the Hangover movies.
Two great careers. What a blessed man.
Thank you, Mike. And now a little something. A 30-year-old woman named Amber Johnson from Clarksville, Tennessee, was driving in New York City on Sunday night and somehow found herself in the Lincoln Tunnel to New Jersey. And she did not want to go there. Do not go there.
New Jersey, don't go there.
In fact, she wanted to avoid Jersey so badly she made a U-turn and started driving into oncoming traffic.
In the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yes,
nice.
That's right. Into the oncoming traffic. What could possibly go wrong? When a Port Authority police officer tried to stop her, she hit him. with her car, I guess. It doesn't say she hit him with her fist. She actually managed to get back into Manhattan and make it almost to Times Square before another cop stopped her. She was arrested for assault, unlawful fleeing, and other traffic charges. I have to say that, in my opinion, trying to avoid New Jersey is justifiable reckless driving. That's the way, that's what I would, if I was her representative. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here.
On the Michael Mara Show, I don't shower much. We'll be right back, everybody, if you guys wreck them.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes
very
and
simple.
Check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
Well...
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm sorry.
No.
Blue Apron. Blue Apron. I am terribly sorry. Blue Apron. Not all ingredients are created equal. Hey, I want to tell you about Blue Apron with their fresh, high-quality ingredients that taste better because they're better for you. They are. That's why you got to try Blue Apron. They make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron has the highest quality standards, and Blue Apron always brings you the best. And because they ship the perfect amounts, you don't waste food. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes that are delicious, pre-portioned ingredients as well that make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. And this month, you could be eating spiced pork burgers with goat cheese and cucumber corn salad, or chicken tinga tacos, I've had those,
yes,
with summer squash and tomato salsa, or how about a summer vegetable and quinoa bowl with fairy tale eggplants, shishito peppers, and corn. Wow, they teach you how to cook with new ingredients.
Good stuff.
That's what I love about it. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Now, without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob. We're running late today.
Mike, you've done the whole show and you didn't even know that it's Earth, Wind, and Fire Day.
That's fantastic. Boy, I wish I could talk some of those up. I love talking me up the Blue Apron. It's fantastic.
I mean the
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And
I'm sorry, Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
Both great.
Focus on the show.
Mike, we were going to give you some Earth, Wind, and Fire records, but they were denied. So I apologize. It is the 21st day of September.
What is the significance of the Earth, Wind, and Fire?
That's the lyric in September. It's the 21st night in September. Do you remember? So September 21st is Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. I just always like them.
Hey, everybody. Power 105 WAVA. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's Rob Spiewak. It's Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Mac the intern and our brand new intern. Hey, Vincent, paint your starry, starry night. Power 105 WAVA, your chance to win a Power Porsche coming up in minutes right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
Nice. So sweet. Back to Brangelina. They were when they were promoting that movie you mentioned called By the Sea, that was in late 2015. They said their marriage was stable, and I pulled this tape for two reasons.
Okay.
A, that less than a year ago they said their marriage was stable, but also listen how good Tom Brokaw sounds here.
A lot of your fans and other moviegoers are going to be a little surprised by some things. Here you have one of the most secure marriages in Hollywood. And this is about the two of you in a deeply troubled marriage. Was this a big risk on your part?
Well, I think
you're going to
one. I'm counting on the audience to know
there.
That if it was close to us at all, we could never make this film. It's because we're actually very, very stable, and these aren't our issues.
Yeah, very, very stable by 11 months anytime. Best joke about Brangelina goes to Conan.
The big story today is celebrity news. You all heard about this, right? Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are getting a divorce. Yeah. Yeah, they'll share custody 50-50. He'll take 50 kids. She'll take the other 50.
There's a big air race, airplane festival going on in Reno, and I put this video on our Facebook page and our YouTube page.
Is it an air show or an airplane festival?
It is. They called it an air race.
An air raid. Okay, air race. So it's kind of the things you'd see on that kids' cartoon airplanes where they go between the pylons and
but
stuff
it
like that.
Is what this video is remarkable. There is a guy in a plane. He's got a dash cam, you know, essentially. Okay. So right. Like a GoPro. And right. His hatch is up, and you can see the planes coming up behind him. The wing of another plane goes over his plane and cracks his hand against his own hatch. It is horrifying to watch, almost as bad to listen to. Check this out.
Did it like sever the hand or something like
that? His hand is going to be okay.
Wow. Tom, you okay? Backed off?
You all right?
My hand is hurt.
Okay.
But it is really horrifying because when you see it on the dash cam, you see it happening. You see the plane coming up behind him. I very much recommend you take a look at it.
So this is a plane just passing him.
Yeah, and the wing just clips him, just clips his hatch. It's nasty.
So if the wing clipped his hatch, does that mean that the other plane's wing was almost all the way over
him?
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, you think...
Where can we see that? Where will we be able to see that?
The Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page, I've shared it, and also on the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. You can find it on both places.
All right, good stuff.
There was a recall last week for this big news in my house, Eggo waffles, Mike. The whole grain Eggo waffles, there was a Listeria scare, so there was a recall. How would you write the copy if you were trying to give the news of an Eggo waffle recall?
I'm not sure. I would probably work it into the Stranger Things.
You see, that's clever and smart, not like the rest of America.
Let go of your ego. Let go of your ego.
Let go of your ego.
Let go of your ego.
Let go of that ego.
Let go my ego.
Let go your ego.
Let go of your ego. Let go of your ego.
Let go of your ego.
You see, they're not great journalists like us.
There they are. Yeah,
it's like when we're talking to Ben in Alaska.
That's terrible, though. You know, you think, you know, with a frozen product, you would think you're in the clear, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think you'd be
cool? How does it live?
Yeah, I mean, how does anything survive? You take it out of the little frozen package, put it in your toaster, and then you're puking.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Listeria can survive freezing and extreme heat.
Right.
Because it's toasted and frozen.
That's horrible. I think that's disgusting. That's gross. That grosses me out. I mean, it makes me scared about frozen food. Frozen food. Saigon.
Well, thank
God. I'm sick of guys named Todd.
Thank God it was the whole grain Eggos, so my family was in no danger.
Yeah, you just did white flour spiewack land. Don't worry about that. Nothing's going down with that. You know,
Corey Feldman.
They keep it right next to the frosted flakes.
Corey Feldman
the corn dogs.
Is loving the fact. Corey Feldman is loving all the attention he's getting, even though it's bad attention. He's loving all the attention. He was on The Talk, and he dropped this about the death of Corey Haim that made me feel pretty good.
Many articles, unfortunately, keep exploiting the idea that he died of a drug overdose, and he did not die of a drug overdose, folks. I don't know why they keep printing it, but go read the autopsy report. Somebody, do your job. Research. It's very simple. He died of pneumonia and enlarged lungs.
That's nice. It's pneumonia that killed Corey Haim. So go ahead and get those flowers ready for me.
Yeah, we're having quite a Feldman week.
Yeah, Feldman-rific. It's Feldman-tastic. Yeah, all the Feldmaniacs are having a good time.
The Feldmaniacs are going crazy. He is...
trash.
He's trash.
He is trash. Really,
when you think about it, he's just out of it, and he's trash.
And you know what? People say that, you know, give him a break because he was likely abused, and at the very best, he was chewed up and spit out by the Hollywood machine as a child. But then, you know what? Stay out of the public eye. Because you're bringing it on yourself, pal.
Send the letters to Rob Spiewak. I do not feel as strongly
I'm right
about
here.
Corey Feldman. You're not a Corey Feldman fan.
No, and his father is a loony. Loony, 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 loony.
I want to retract that. I don't think Corey Feldman is trash. I think
you think he's a genius?
No, I think he's out of it. He's out of touch. He's very out of touch.
Yes, I agree.
I don't, you know, I think he's harmless. That's the word I wanted to use. He's harmless. He's not doing anybody any real harm. That's the way.
Benign.
No, he's nine.
Benign. Thank you.
He's nine. He's harming everyone that sees
he's
him.
Not benign, he's nine.
He's all nine. Right, let's close with this. It kills me. It absolutely pains and kills me to play a tape from the Jimmy Fallon show. But this is not really Jimmy Fallon. This is the oh-so-sweet Sofia Vergara. And they got her to suck helium last night.
Oh, okay, you can't, hey.
You know?
You can't argue with that.
You can't argue with that. That's right.
I'd turn everything off to watch that. I would.
There was three great balloons on my TV set, and one of them was filled with helium. This is Sofia Vergara. She is so hot.
We've not rehearsed this, so just you inhale.
Is this, is like legal to inhale this thing?
It's helium, yeah. Greatest. So just.
My name is Sofia Vergara.
So cute.
My English is very good on this thing, no?
Yeah. Can you say something to our Spanish speaking viewers?
Hola a todos mis amigos hispanos!
Look at the camera through and just say Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger!
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Did Jimmy laugh?
Oh, he was so cute.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests, we're doing it tomorrow.
Yes.
For our weekly mailbag segment, can be sent to Rob right after midnight tonight. Rob
Stop it.
Bees at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passion and support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world, especially to health insurance companies. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.